And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. I'm your host, Wes Tankersley, back again. It is Friday. It is time for that morning coffee. If you're hanging out, we do this every, we've been doing it every weekday for a while now. The show was, you know, it's called Shaping Success, and it was basically, I built the show in order to show other people that success is generated and created by you, and you have to be willing to do the work. Lately we've been going through doing solo episodes. I used to do a bunch of interviews. I've done some pretty cool interviews with some people. I should have brought one of the coins over here, but I've interviewed some pretty cool people. I just actually got something from one of my previous interviews, Chris Henderson from Three Doors Down. I interviewed him. Oh, I don't know. It's been a couple years ago. Jake Rose from New Medicine. Robert Brantley plays for the Tampa Bay Rays right now. He used to play for the Giants. A lot of just people that talking about inspiration and how they do those things. And it's just everyday people. Those are some of the famous people, but pretty much everyday people, how they created their success and what it took to do that. So I think that it's been interesting journey ride, to say the least. And it's been fun to talk to people, to kind of go through and do this, watching it grow from this episode where I started just trying to get my name out there to sell window coverings in the Treasure Valley, and ended up turning into something else. So there's been a lot of progression through that. I'm not telling you to go back and listen to the first episode, but there has been 300 and something episodes that I have done, and there's a lot of good stuff there if you want to get a pick me up. You can go back and listen through or scroll through. It's on Apple Podcasts, everywhere you can listen to them. YouTube. I've got a lot of episodes on YouTube. I don't have them all on YouTube, but pretty much everything from here on out goes on YouTube, because I'm trying to grow that with the help of a lot of people. So if you want to go over to YouTube to get into the conversation, you can do that. I stream it on TikTok too, but TikTok doesn't allow me to use the program, or doesn't work on Ecamm, which is the program that I use to stream. So hopefully one day it'll get there and get it figured out. If you want to subscribe, help, join the Patreon. We've got some subscribers here on TikTok too as well. We'll talk about them at the end of the show, but let's get into it. I was thinking about it today, and there's a lot of things that block us and stop us from trying to move forward, trying to keep us going. Men of the House podcast hopping in over here. Richard, good to see you. We're on TikTok. There's a lot of people who are afraid to do things because someone told them that they cannot do that, or someone judged them for what they were doing or how they were doing it. I know when I started doing this podcast, people thought it was weird because I'm a different person now than I was then. I was the person who was a cocky jock in high school. I did things on my own. I walked to my own, you know, drum beat or whatever. And this isn't something that I would typically do. This isn't something that I would get on, you know, like I watched the people who did the morning announcements. How many had morning announcements? We used to have, like, you go to your first class in the first 10 minutes, a couple guys get in front of a desk, in front of a camera, and start talking and would do some silly stuff, kind of like a morning show on the radio. And I was intrigued by it, but I wasn't going to do that because I wasn't going to get in front of a bunch of people and embarrass myself, is how I saw it. I was going to do whatever I could do for myself and just to keep that persona going. So I was just a different person. So people who see this, people who watch this, don't really think that that's who I am, or didn't think that that's who I am. But life changes you. I've also found through conversation with friends from the past that we sometimes interpret ourselves a little bit different than what we really were back then. But, you know, 43 years on this earth of life has just changed over and over again, the person who I am in the process. And I've realized that growing every single day is very important to me. So don't be afraid to grow. Don't be afraid to continue moving forward. Don't be afraid to keep working. And it's interesting because this podcast has become a reflection of my days, of my life, of the situations that I go through. And I don't know, man, it's fun. It's good for me. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't do this podcast for anyone but myself. Well, you do it for other people. You know, it is for yourself, but you're also doing it to help other people. And that's what I do it for. So we'll jump into some of these things that I was thinking about this morning and just kind of go through and see, you know, if we can find some stuff that resonates with you as it does with me. What I do is I go through Instagram and kind of find these inspirational things. And it's funny, the first one was my friend Anna was posting, because I do an Instagram live every Wednesday. If you haven't followed me on Instagram, called One Drink Wednesday with my friend Jay, who I met through podcasting. It's super fun. But she's like, we found out on Instagram, we have a new One Drink Wednesday page on Instagram, and found out that we have a 1 hour time limit. It says POV, One Drink Wednesday goes live on their IG page, and you realize a glass is empty, then they reach. Then they reach their time limit on the live. So kind of funny. The time limit thing is interesting because we've never really had a time limit, but it is hilarious to see that. All right. So I don't know if you guys know who Mel Robbins is. This is kind of the first one that I heard this morning, or that I saw this morning, is thinking about it. Mel Robbins is a pretty inspirational lady. I need to get her book and read it, but this is something that I think that we get stuck in a lot. We try to change ourselves for other people. And her quote this morning is, stop trying to change what other people think about you. Change what you think about yourself. And it's funny how we go through life and we try to change ourselves for other people to make other people happy, when in reality, what we need to do is we need to find people who are happy with who we are. And if they're not happy with who we are, then they need to get the hell out of our lives. We need to be willing to make that change. It's tough. It could be lonely. It could be a lonely road that you have to walk. But the reality is that you don't get the best of yourself if you're staying with people who don't expect the best of you as well. So don't go changing yourself to make yourself fit someone else's mold. Your mold is the one that you need. Nikki says that's what Toastmasters did for her. So Nikki is one of those people that has been in my life for a couple of years now, and she's very helpful with everything that I do. And it's funny because if you watched her progression and why she's doing the things that she's doing, she is marching to her own beat as well. Trying to make herself better, putting herself in an uncomfortable situation to make herself feel more comfortable in situations that you're supposed to be. So very awesome. Richard says, how you treat yourself tells others how to treat you. Exactly. 100%. You can't expect other people to treat you a certain way when you are expecting, or when you treat yourself a certain way. If you demoralize yourself, make fun of yourself, talk down to yourself, what is everyone else going to do? They're going to join right in on that. And that happens in everything in life. It's funny because you get in a situation, you surround yourself, you visualize what you're going to be around. You walk into a room, and I've talked about this before because this happens so regularly. If you are around people who are pissed off all the time, grouchy, grumpy, or you're that person, those people are going to feed off that, and they're going to have the same reaction to the things that you have, because they're going to start to feed off that. And the one person in the room who challenges you to stop thinking that way is the one that's going to change you. Find those people, change those people, be a better person. It's easier to optimize a modest start than to begin with a perfect start. Starting is the hardest part. To start small and get in the mix, you learn a lot and you realize you don't need to have it all to figure it out to begin. This is something that is really important. This is by James Clear. I think that a lot of times we think that everything has to be perfect. Everything has to be just right. Everything has to be, it has to be the best, like, you know, thinking about this podcast, it has to be the best production that it could possibly be before it could be anything that I'm going to put out there. And a lot of times that'll stop us. We will not have the perfect situation in all the things that we need. We will have, you know, like I started out this podcast, it was a iPad and a lab mic, you know, just a little microphone that you see people wear on like TV shows and things like that. They're not very good. They're not very high quality, but they sound better than the original one, or like the phone camera or the phone microphone, but they're not, it's not quality. And like, I could sit there and say, you know what? If you look at where it started and where it's come now, this camera that I have makes me have a very clear picture, makes everything look very big. It took me forever to get it set up. I've been doing this 5 years. I just got the camera like 3 months ago, 4 months ago. So that is something that you have to think about. No matter what, how you start, it doesn't matter when you start. It doesn't matter what the quality of the start is. The biggest thing that I can tell you is, if you have a goal, if you have a desire, if you have a dream, start doing it now. It doesn't matter what it takes. There are people who like want to do a podcast, who want to do all these certain things, and all they really need is just a phone. And they need to be able to talk. My employer told me the other day, he goes, I don't know how you do it. You just get on there and you talk and you're a really good speaker. Well, what happened is I started. It wasn't as good in the beginning as it is now. I didn't know how to do it then, but I know how to do it now. I was a teacher. I had to talk in front of 30 students 7 times a day, every single day to get that going. I had to be able to learn to speak in front of other people. It's not easy. Sometimes I don't like it. I still get nervous, but I do it because I know that I have a purpose of what I want to do and where I want to get, and I have to continue to do those things in order to make it there. So don't wait for the perfect moment to start, because if you do, you will never start. It's very well worth it just to get out there and do it. If people are doubting how far you can go, go so far that you can't hear them anymore. People will doubt you. People will stop. People will think you did. People don't know who you are. They will stop you in your tracks because they doubt you. You must start by believing in yourself. If you do not believe in yourself, then how do you expect other people to believe in you? And that's tough sometimes. Sometimes you think you can't do it, but you have to go in there with the confidence, whether you can or can't, that you know that it is possible, that you know that no matter what, you're not going to stop until it happens. And if you can't figure that out, you're never going to reach your goals. It starts with you. You must have the ability to know that you can do it. You got to manifest it. You got to put that right foot forward and that left foot over and over and over again, and don't stop until you reach that goal. And when you reach that goal, most people who are motivated to do things are not satisfied with that and will continue going and will try to find another way. I think about it like with the elderly, okay? You see elderly people who get to a certain point of age where they're just like, I'm not going to do it anymore. I just give up. They stop. And what happens? They wither away and die because they've basically given up. I've done it. I've been there. I can't do anymore. I don't want to try anymore. It's not worth it. No one else worries about me. It's time. I'm tired. And when you stop thinking, when you stop moving forward, when you stop feeding yourself with knowledge and things like that, trying to exercise, trying to do all those things, your body starts to give up on you. And that's typically when people wither away and die. So remember that. Just be willing to keep working, no matter what it is. Don't stop. Always be willing to move forward. You've got to be okay with the fact that no one will ever know or care how hard you work. And that's okay, because it's never been about them in the first place. There are a lot of things that you do, and this goes along with like integrity. What do you do, or character? What do you do when no one's looking? People won't see the hard work behind the scenes, and it's not very rewarding to them or rewarding to you when you can't show off what you're doing to other people. And that can be tough. But it has to come from within. We talked about intrinsic and extrinsic motivation at one point, where it has to come from within. I can't expect for you to want to run a marathon. You have to decide that you want to run that marathon. You have to have the motivation to do it. I can't help you train for it. You have to be willing to train for it. I can't put those thoughts in your mind. I can help you. I can talk to you about it, but I can't make you feel the way that I feel about a certain thing. You know, you have to have that motivation within yourself to do that. And that's what intrinsic motivation is, right? It's motivation from within. It's not like, hey, if I do 10 sit-ups, I get a piece of candy. That's extrinsic. It's like, I did these sit-ups to get that, right? You did those sit-ups because you wanted to look better. You did those sit-ups because the result came from you, from within. And you have to be willing to find that. If you cannot find the intrinsic motivation, it's never as rewarding as that extrinsic motivation, because that extrinsic motivation is just a little tiny part of that. Okay? That's all there is to it. It's just a little tiny part of that. So be willing to find what's within. Don't be worried about what other people are doing. Do it for yourself. And it won't happen overnight, but if you quit, it won't happen at all. So if you have that desire, don't quit. Richard says, podcast is a perfect example. People only see finished product, not the 5 years you put into it. Exactly. You see this. You see where I am right now, but you don't see where I was 5 years. And that's why I think it's kind of funny. Like people who have talked about podcasts or anything in general, like tell you, they see the end result. They see you say you're into real estate investment. They don't see the first house that you bought when you just bought a freaking multi-million dollar apartment complex, right? They don't see the first house you flipped, all the hard work you put into it, all those things that you have done to get to the point where you could purchase this thing. But they see you purchase that and you're like, oh man, that guy's working. That guy got lucky. That guy is making things happen. But they don't see all the hard work you did to get to that situation. Keep going. Oh, last one here. Okay. This is the thing. This is the kicker at the end of the day. It is Friday, like I said. We're getting ready to roll out. We'll see you Monday after this one here. We'll talk a little bit about it. But it says you cannot. Oh, man, it went quick. They put a time limit on these things. I probably could pause it somehow. You cannot hope to make progress in the areas where you have taken no action. You cannot hope to make progress in areas where you have taken no action. What does that mean? You want something to happen? You got to get off your ass and do it. You have to be willing to do the work. No one else is going to do that for you. No one else is going to work for you. No one else will do it. Honey, thanks for following. Tapping the screen. Appreciate it. She says, I always tell myself I need to make a mistake to keep learning. That is all there is to it. People are afraid to make mistakes. That's another situation that we go through. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. It is very possible that you made that mistake and you can re-engineer it, do it again, make it happen. I appreciate you all. Thank you for subscribing. We have Frank Hogue, Michelle, Nikki, and Lance Ayers, who just subscribed here on TikTok. If you guys want to help the show, just subscribe. Go in there. I think it's like $3 a month, $2 a month, $4 a month. You can pick what your subscription is. Get some perks there. Subscribers get some stickers, swag, thing like that every once in a while. Join the Patreon. We have a Patreon. There's a link tree in the link in my bio. It just helps me to continue to keep doing this and come out here every single day and bring you some content. Hopefully you like it. Hopefully you enjoy it. And if you feel the need to help support the show, go to the Patreon. That link is in the bio as well. We have Anna Mellon and Nikki Pav as Patreon supporters. And thank you all for hanging out with me. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success. We'll